We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On August 22nd, ESPN and the ACC bring you ACC Network. Get closer to the conference home of 15 championship-winning programs. With live games, inside access, original content and analysis, be in the know all day, every day. Visit GetACCN.com to check availability in your area and demand ACCN. Are you ready for ACCN? We do this.
Hello, Duke fans. You're listening to Blue Devil 360. This summer, we're taking a look at 10 senior athletes who have just recently graduated. We're doing a series on Thank You, Duke. And my name is Jason Lapidus, a senior on the men's tennis team, and I'll be your host along the way.
This is Blue Devil 360, the official podcast of Duke Athletics.
All right, everyone. We are back with Kat McDonald, a recent graduate of the women's soccer team. Little did y'all know, Kat was probably one of the first athletes I met at Duke.
We were best friends freshman year.
Yeah, we lived, I think, 3 or 4 doors down in Bell Tower. Spent a lot of time together. So, Kat, this is going to be a great episode. I know that already.
Yep. So happy I'm here. Thank you.
So, just to start off, just give like a really quick introduction about kind of your role on the women's soccer team, how it's been over the past 4 years, and then take it from there.
So, like Jason said, I'm a recent graduate. I was a psychology major, sociology minor, and I had a marketing and management certificate. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, so about 20 minutes from here, local girl. I grew up going to Duke soccer camp, and our head coach, Robbie, was my coach when I was like 10, so I was really familiar with the program. I knew a lot of the girls that used to play here. So I would come to a lot of the games. My dad's best friend, he had a daughter that loved Duke soccer, so that's kind of how I got started going into the camps and going to the games. And then when it came time to pick a school, there's no better school academically, and Duke was a great soccer program also, so it was a pretty easy decision. Yeah.
So, crazy coincidence. I was also a Duke tennis camper.
I knew that. Yeah, I knew you were.
From when I was... Yeah, same age, like 8 or 9.
Right.
Had been around here being a camper and then...
And then you were a coach too, right?
Yeah, counselor for
me
a couple
too,
years.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, we've been through the ropes. We know what happened. That's great. So Kind of talking first off about freshman year. I know you're local, so we both kind of knew what Duke was going to be like from a geographical standpoint, kind of the surroundings, but we really didn't know what the actual social life or what academics would be like balanced with soccer. What are kind of the things that you would wish that your freshman yourself had known coming into school that now as a senior you do know? It really could be anything. It doesn't have to be pertaining to soccer, but something that you found could be helpful.
I can do the three big areas, social, academics, and soccer.
All three.
So soccer, wow. I came in, I thought I was in shape, I thought I was good. Nope, preseason, I think we ran the beep test and everyone was just so fit, so fast. I was like, where am I? So that was kind of a wake-up call, but at the end of preseason, I think I kind of got adjusted and was in better shape. But there's always so many nerves and you're just so eager to be out there. Like, I think I was already a few steps behind anyway. So I probably would have, I wish I could have came in better shape, but you really don't know what that shape or standard is until you're there.
Right.
Academically, you have to study for your exams way earlier than you think you need to. So, like I said, I'm a psych major, so psych 101. I honestly would not say you should take that class first. Like, because now every chapter of the textbook that we had was one course. So when we learned social psych, like I had that course sophomore or junior year, like that was only one chapter and we would have like six chapters on the first midterm.
Right.
So there was just so much knowledge that you needed to know. And I guess you needed to study every week for that, but that wasn't a concept in high school, like
right.
to go back and read your notes every day.
Right.
So I would definitely study more in advance.
Social,
I didn't really feel that much of a shock, maybe because my high school was big. I went to Wakefield High School in North Raleigh, so I always say it's about 1,000 was in our graduating class, but I think that could give or take a few.
Right.
And Duke obviously is smaller, so I wasn't too shocked with how many people were here. But it's great coming in, being part of a team. I remember we had one girl, my roommate, Mary Love, freshman year. Her and I have known each other since we were like 10 also. And I was like so worried that the team wouldn't like me. I was like, if they don't like me, I'm not gonna have zero friends. But everyone embraced the freshmen and me, and it was a great experience to come in and just have like 26 or so friends right away.
Did you have any stories from freshman year, or can you remember anything where it was almost embarrassing or funny that it's a group of freshmen that really had no clue what they were doing? Or were you guys pretty much followed the lead of the seniors for the most part?
Oh, yeah. Well, one time during a basketball game, I don't remember what game it was, but it was just before the game was about to start. We were in the stands. I decided to go to the bathroom, and it was the perfect timing right when the team came out. So
mm-hmm.
I had to stand there front line, and it looked like everyone had their phones out. I just looked like the biggest fangirl. Like, I was waiting for the basketball guys. So that was kind of embarrassing.
Did you high-five them or no?
No. I was, like, turned away. I definitely got lost a few times, but that's also standard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So your coach, you talked a little bit about Robbie, who's one of my favorite coaches here.
He's the best ever.
Yeah, he's awesome. And we always talk whenever I see him, and he's super, always very
friendly.
Down to have a conversation
yeah.
about anything, not even sports,
mm-hmm.
just about life. What's something that you're going to miss about him, or something that he kind of taught to you along the way across your 4 years that you're going to take into the next few stages of your life?
Well, it's kind of like a rose and a thorn. So my freshman year, so like Jason said, I'm local. I played for Castle, which is now NCFC. So like one of the best women's clubs in the country and professional teams. So you come in freshman year and you want to play, but realistically not everyone can play. And that was an adjustment because most of us come from clubs that we play like every minute from. And Robbie, I guess I couldn't understand why I wasn't playing, but Robbie would always just tell me to keep my head up and keep working hard, girl, and we love you. Like, I don't know. He just never gave me a reason to think that I wasn't ever going to be good enough. Like, he always kept it positive. Kind of similar to my parents, too. Like, they wouldn't ever give me, like, one aspect of my game that was the reason that I wasn't playing, because they believed in me and knew that there wasn't one aspect. So Robbie kind of did that too. Like, he knew I had the potential, and by him not saying, like, your touch is off, or you just don't, you're just not as fast as the other girls, by him just telling me to keep working hard, kind of made me feel like I was where I needed to be. So, yeah, I guess keep the hard work mentality going onto the next stages of my life.
I can see that for sure, because he's always, I mean, he's super encouraging. Mm-hmm. And even though he's not my coach, he's always been encouraging of me. And it's pretty cool to see.
And with a smile. He's
Yeah, he's awesome.
He makes you feel good.
He's great. All right, switching away from soccer for a little bit, let's talk about Durham, because I know you're a big Durham fan.
I love Durham,
yes. You love Durham. Give me a rundown of a few of your favorite spots.
Okay.
And just so they know, you live in West Village, which is right
in downtown. I am in the heart of downtown Durham.
Yeah. So give me a couple, maybe favorite restaurants.
Right.
A couple bars that you might recommend.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously not for incoming
students. I'm just kidding.
But for...
Yes.
For those...
For the older adults that we can hang out with now.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, I live in West Village. It's kind of... I would say in the outskirts, but also in downtown Durham. It's like a warehouse vibe. I really loved it because it's in walking distance to a lot of breweries, ice cream places, dinner places. I guess a great day for me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I started to do this thing where I go for runs in downtown Durham, and it's awesome. So I get to take in the scenery, see new bars or restaurants, like I said. There's one place called Gonza Tacos y Tequila. There's
nice,
also...
Nice Spanish, by the way.
What?
Gonza y Tequila. I like that you didn't say and.
Oh, E. You have to say E. Yes, of course. There's also a few, like, in Raleigh, but everyone here loves it because I don't think they have it where they're from, so it makes me love it more. Gonza's great. I can walk there in, like, less than 5 minutes.
Let me frame it.
Okay.
Like a couple different scenarios, and then you give me your go-to spot.
Oh,
that might make it easier rather than you having to come off.
Yeah, I was going to give you a walking path.
Parents come to town. It's senior weekend. Your game. You just had your game. Your game's already
over. Oh, yeah.
So
we're going
post-game meal, and you can go anywhere you want with your mom and dad.
Yeah, that's Local 22. They have basically everything on the menu. And they give bigger portions, so my dad does not like the little small plates, so I would never take him to Juju. And my mom, she loves vegetables, so there's always options there. They have the best Brussels sprouts ever.
Are you a big pimento cheese family or no?
Yeah, why are you saying that? Because we're from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Local 22 is fire.
Yeah, my mom and dad love that.
That's a good one. Okay, you just finished up your last exam as a senior. You're done forever with school. And you're with, like, maybe a couple
my girls.
Of your girls. You're with your girls.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
Oh, yes.
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one strip of breweries / bars. So it's right by Hutchins Garage. I would go to Motorco first and sit outside. There's nice lighting, and there's also cornhole, so it's really fun, interactive. Then Full Steam, they also have great beers, and they have trivia on Thursdays, so that's really fun. And then I would probably end at this place called Surf Club because they have bocce, maybe is what you call it. Yep. And not that great at it, but it's a fun game outdoors. So...
Definitely.
Then I would walk home because I live on the outskirts of Durham.
Nice. Smart. I knew this was going to be a very Durham-centered episode.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about, of course.
Yeah.
Kind of transitioning over towards, back towards kind of Duke student-athlete life. give me kind of your most memorable moment as a soccer player here. And yeah, I mean, preferably it would be, I mean, you can give two moments. It could be something not about soccer, okay, and also yeah. It could be something specifically with the team.
So I'll give a few moments. One like is a team moment, and then one's my accomplishment, but it's also obviously a team moment because my team was there. But freshman year, we were in the Elite Eight, and we were in Palo Alto playing Stanford, and we were, I don't even think, okay, we broke 500 that season, but we weren't anywhere near Stanford's level. Like, they have won multiple national championships, and I'm pretty sure we went into double overtime. I'm pretty sure they scored. The ref didn't call it. It was crazy. Ashton, I'm pretty sure, scored. The ref didn't call it. And then we went into PKs. I wasn't playing at this time because, like I said, I didn't really play freshman year. I got a few minutes here and there, but didn't really play, but was still fun. And we went into PKs, and I think their goalie saved one. And we were like, oh, God, not today. And then everyone else made them, and then EJ, or somebody on their team missed it, then EJ saved it, and we stormed the field. And then we went to the Final Four. We ended up losing to Penn State in the national championship, but that was still really exciting and something so cool to be a part of. We traveled all the time because, like I said, we were the underdogs, so it was a lot of team bonding. That's why it was my favorite team moment, I think, because every weekend we went to a new state. But then we ended up back in North Carolina, so that was even cooler. And Cary.
I remember watching that in my freshman year in Belton.
Yeah, all you guys. You had the blow-up TV, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a projector on the wall with the game going against Stanford. I remember the PKs, and then I remember the semis and finals were
Tony.
In Cary.
Yeah, Cary.
Yeah, and we made signs and stuff.
Yeah, you did. I remember when you got that projector.
Weekend. Yeah, and it was... When was it? November-ish?
Yeah.
I remember, like,
kind of... We used to watch movies.
Right. Yeah, I remember kind of having, like, to deal with... I remember trying to get my work done early in the week, so uh-huh. Then the weekend we could come go crazy.
For yeah, the school weekend. Was awesome when we made it there.
Yeah, that was great.
And then this past season, so my senior season, in regular season play, I don't know if this... No, we didn't win the... ACC tournament. That was the year before. But we were playing Wake Forest, and it was just such a back and forth game. I'm pretty sure it was 2-2. But we were up 2-2. Or we were up 2-0, and then they came back and scored, and we were just exhausted because they would attack, then we would attack, and I was just so over the game. And there was literally, it was 89th minute, and Ella served a ball in, and then I flicked it in and it went in. There was like 40 seconds left, and I can't even describe the feeling. I was just like, oh my God, thank God it went in. Like, I cheered a little bit, but I was like, oh, the game's over, we won. So that was pretty cool. But then my absolute favorite moment, nothing even happened, but we were playing Rutgers in the first round last fall, and the band came to the game.
Nice.
And I think it was tied 0-0, but I remember I felt like we were warriors because the band started playing Sail. You know mm-hmm. that song?
Yeah.
And we were on attack. We were going down the field, and it just felt so cool. Like, I heard that song, but I was also thinking about the game. Right. It was just so many things colliding.
Yeah,
and cool. Then I think we ended up scoring on that drive, like, when the song played.
That's awesome.
So they helped us out.
Definitely. That's great. What's next? What are your future plans?
Oh, man. So my dad was like, he texted me, like, congrats on finishing exams. Now the real ones start. Or, like, something like that. Because... I am trying to play soccer abroad. Over spring break, I went to Scotland and did a few trials there. Don't know what I can say on air. I don't think I liked the geography of the area.
Right.
It rains a lot there, and I, like, love the sun, and it really affects my mood. So, that's pending. But I'm trying to get to Central Europe. I have reached out to a few people and have a few options.
And I know some of your teammates are over in Europe right now.
Right.
And I saw Chelsea just...
Chelsea signed with a team in the Netherlands, so that's huge. So it's really all about, like, the needs of the team, who retires, who is a kid, who gets injured. But I also accepted a job in New York, so I'm supposed to go in July.
So you're figuring that out.
So I'm figuring things out. Yeah. I'll know really soon.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
That's great. Any other shout outs you want to give before we sign off? Teammates, former teammates, friends?
No, family? Yeah, just my whole team. I was kind of thinking about what this interview would be like, and I don't, when I look back on my 4 years, I think about some soccer things, but ultimately it's the teammates that you're going to remember. Like I said earlier, just the comfort and safety that you feel when you walk in the locker room or you're out in a social scene or at a game, at another team's event. Like, it just feels so good having 20 or 30 people that know everything about you and understand what's going on. So my teammates, I guess, is who I'll give a shout out to.
Yeah, that's great. If the listeners who are so interested in your life want to follow you in your future endeavors, how can they do that?
This is my social media plug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kat McDonald _. It's Kat with a K, not a C, not the animal. So I'm pretty active on Instagram. I don't really use Twitter that much, but I still check it. And Facebook, for the people that do not have the other two, I will be on there. Perfect. Kat McDonald.
You heard it from her.
Heard it here first.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
This is great.
This is so good.
And good luck in your future endeavors.
You too.
We'll keep in touch.
San Fran.
Yep.
Yep.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.